From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Cheryl Corley. President Bush tried today to quiet the uproar over the abuse of Iraqi prisoners by U.S. military personnel. In his weekly radio address, the president described the abuse as shocking conduct by a small number of American servicemen and women. Yesterday on Capitol Hill, there were calls to shut down the notorious Abu Ghraib prison where the abuses occurred. But in Baghdad today, the commander of U.S. prisons in Iraq, Major General Jeffrey Miller, said the Army will continue to detain and interrogate Iraqis. He's there. NPR's Eric Westerveld visited Abu Ghraib prison this week and took a closer look at who the prisoners are.
The photos of Iraqi detainees, including images of men stripped naked, hooded, collared, and abused, were taken inside cell blocks known as 1A and 1B. But those wings today house only a few female prisoners and some 90 other detainees that an officer called the really hardcore ones. The rest of the 3,800 military detainees at Abu Ghraib live in a tent city ringed by layers of barbed wire. Prisoners huddled against the fence, shouting during a tightly controlled military tour of the prison this week. Some yelled complaints about conditions, food, and treatment. The dusty dirt field is packed with tents on plywood bases. The tent's canvas walls are already baking in the sun and promise to get even hotter as the stifling Iraqi summer heat crawls in. Colonel Dave Quantock now commands the U.S. Military Police Brigade responsible for guarding Abu Ghraib's prisoners. This week he said the Army is going ahead with plans to add more fans to the tent compound, among other changes that should improve conditions at least a little.
What you saw right now is basically detainees in the dirt. There's going to be a concrete base under each of those tents. There's going to be plywood on top of that, so it's going to be much more comfortable. We're looking at putting a cement sidewalk so people can ease the movement around the medical area. There's a lot of thoughts going into this process, but the bottom line is this is also detention operations. So there's only so much we can do. I mean, this is not going to be a Holiday Inn.
The U.S. military says all of its detainees at Abu Ghraib are suspected of actively aiding or participating in the insurgency. Cell leaders, bomb makers, arms smugglers, and insurgent financiers. Colonel Quantock says over the last 3 months, the U.S. has honed and improved the screening process at the division and brigade levels where insurgents are first rounded up. So he says when the insurgents arrive, the Americans have a better sense of who these fighters are.
When they're coming here, they're a lot harder core, meaning they are active cells that are putting weapons and caches together, IED makers. They're getting a higher quality of looks before they come here.
But even before the stunning pictures of prisoner abuse surfaced, some human rights groups had complained that too many Abu Ghraib detainees may have been caught up in wide sweeps and had little connection to guerrilla cells. Colonel Foster Payne, now in charge of military intelligence at Abu Ghraib, insists few complete innocents end up behind Abu Ghraib's walls.
Some of those people are in the wrong place at the wrong time, but clearly everyone is not a farmer, and we need to make that distinction.
Those unjustly nabbed, Colonel Payne says, are screened and eventually released. The Army has released thousands of detainees in the last 11 months. Major General Jeffrey Miller, who runs America's detention centers in Iraq, said today the U.S. is committed to further reducing the detainee population at Abu Ghraib some 40% in coming months.
We've made a decision to reduce the size of the number of detainees who are at that facility to between 1,500 and 2,000.
That doesn't mean all of those will walk home free. Those detainees who fall somewhere in between battle-hardened guerrillas and complete innocent, say an insurgent foot soldier who fired on a convoy, will end up at Camp Buka, a U.S. prison in southern Iraq. Colonel Quantock of the military police explains.
Camp Buka will be the folks that have no intel value, are not high-risk folks, but have done something pretty bad. And at some point, somebody has to make a decision on what we're going to do with those guys.
The Red Cross says it warned the U.S. about abuses in its prisons more than a year ago. Placing Iraqis in sexual poses and other abusive positions, the Red Cross says, was in some cases tantamount to torture.
This happened prior to our watch, but we need to learn from this and ensure that it doesn't happen again.
Colonel Payne, who now oversees interrogations at Abu Ghraib, took command February 5th, after the alleged abuses by some members of the 800th Military Police Brigade. This day, he shows reporters the plywood shed with its one-way mirrors, where interrogations go on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
This gives us the capability to watch the interrogator, watch the interrogation, and monitor that, and we have the capability to come in and out of here.
Each room has a plastic table and chairs, a small air conditioning unit, and a metal hook in the floor to shackle the detainee if needed.
We don't encourage anybody to soften up anybody. And we do interrogations legally to obtain information.
While there is outrage and contrition amid pledges of reform here, there's also an abiding faith that solid intelligence is vital to the counterinsurgency fight. And Colonel Payne said his soldiers and the four private contractors who work with them have to remain attentive to that battle.
Certainly discussed it. We're appalled. But we have current operations going on outside the wire right now that our interrogators and intelligence is an integral part of current ops. And so we have to stay focused on that mission and not get sidetracked.
Major General Miller today defended a recommendation he made last fall before he took command at Abu Ghraib on improving efficiency at the prison. Back then, Miller said military police should be actively engaged in setting the conditions for successful exploitation of the internees. Today, Miller said his recommendation was clear. Guards were to be involved in what he called passive intelligence collection to better understand the mental state of the detainee. One of the many things the investigations into abuses at Abu Ghraib will try to determine is whether Miller's recommendation was misinterpreted by guards or seen by them as tacit approval for abuse. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Baghdad.